One of the strangest aspects of Donald Trump's stump speech, I guess, where do I begin? I mean, after, of course, Donald Trump starts the speech by playing a new version of the national anthem he recorded with the January 6th insurrectionists who he calls hostages. But then the speech basically just goes on where he says a bunch of unhinged things that make absolutely no sense. He has cognitive glitches. But then he just stands up there, whether it's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or whether it was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, like where he gave a speech on Tuesday. And then he just whines about his court cases. And he just whines in front of the crowd. Oh, I had to post a bond of $175 million. That's never been done before. No one's ever done that before, you know, which is just entirely false. And that's like his entire speech is just him getting up there and whining. I mean, not talking about healthcare, not talking about raising people's wages, not talking about, I don't know, things that should actually matter to people. I mean, he tries to scare people about invasions and he has a lot of xenophobic rhetoric. And then he goes and says that I'm the one protecting suburban women. Suburban women, you need to like me, he says in his speeches. I'm the one protecting you. He says, I mean, he really did say that, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. Let me focus on Donald Trump whining about the court cases, having to post bonds and this and that. So here's Donald Trump. I'll give you the portions of his speeches from Tuesday, where the first one, he goes, I'm the only one who's ever had to post a bond. And for what? What did I do? I didn't do anything. You did. Let me be very clear what it was. Fraud and sexual assault. That's why you have to post a bond. Sexual assault in the amount of $83.3 million. And fraud was a $464 million judgment that the appellate division reduced to $175 million for the bond. The judgment is still $464 plus post-judgment interest. The bond is reduced to 175. I want to be clear about that. Here's Donald Trump whining on Tuesday during the speech he gave. Play this clip.
I think I'm the only one in America that has to put up a bond. For what? Nobody knows what I did. I had to put up a bond. If you kill somebody, there's no bond. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
And again, I mean, everything he says is false there. You're not the only person. That's just what the law is. If I just look up... take a look at the CPLR, which is, this is just what the New York law is. CPLR section 5519. If you want to stay the enforcement of a judgment, every single person who has a case in New York, stay without court order, service upon the adverse party of a notice of appeal or an affidavit of intention to move for permission to appeal, stays all proceedings to enforce the judgment or order appealed from pending the appeal or determination on the motion for permission to appeal where, and then it goes to, the judgment or order directs the payment of a sum of money and an undertaking in that sum is given that if the judgment or order appealed from or any part of it is affirmed or the appeal is dismissed, the appellant or moving party shall pay the amount directed to be paid by the judgment or order or the part of it as to which the judgment or order is affirmed. So that's New York law. And what Donald Trump and all of these kind of MAGA Republicans and the right-wing disinformation echo chambers, you know, want to try to act like is they go, in criminal cases, the bond is like $5 million. This isn't a criminal case. Yes, Donald Trump will be going to a criminal case, which is the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case. If you look at Donald Trump's criminal cases, unlike other criminal defendants in Trump's position, Trump actually had to post no bond. No bond in the Washington, D.C. federal criminal case. No bond in the Fulton County, Georgia criminal case, RICO case. No bond in the Florida federal case for the Mar-a-Lago documents, our defense information, national defense information Donald Trump stole. And no bond in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case. So actually, Trump got the benefit that no other criminal defendants get. But Trump is held to the same standard as all other civil litigants. In civil cases, again, if you want to stay the enforcement of the judgment and not pay it when you lose a case, the privilege to stay enforcement is triggered when you post a bond. That's equal to the judgment plus a post-judgment interest amount. That's just what it is. That's why you have to post a bond. But who would ever let the facts get in the way of a MAGA Republican ranting, raving, whining conspiracy theory? But here Donald Trump in the speech just goes on and talks about how very proud he is of the bond. He goes, no one's posted a bond this much. Again, false. Lots of people post bonds this much. Big corporations who have cases do that. Here, play this clip.
This is all election. Put up $175 million. Nobody ever heard of a $175 million bond. Honestly, I'm very proud of the fact I don't think there's been $175 million. Nobody, a bond is for $500,000, $1 million, or much less than that. A bond isn't for this. And this is what they, and they used to.
And then Donald Trump goes on in the same speeches to talk about how he claims that he won, which he did not. And he goes, I won. It's something called the statute of limitations. And the appellate division said that I am the winner. But yet the judge, who's a rogue, who is a fake, you know what a rogue and a fake is? That judge said that I did not win. And then he hit me with a $464 million fine. I mean, everything Donald Trump says, the appeals court never said that he won. The appeals court did say that Ivanka was to get out of the case because she claimed that she wasn't involved in the Trump organization. She basically threw her family under the bus, but not when it comes to Donald Trump. Just so you know what Donald Trump's argument is, so when you hear him or MAGA people say this issue on statute of limitations, what Donald Trump's argument is that you should basically revert back to the very first time that he committed the fraud. So if he committed fraud in a transaction that took place 20 years ago, you should focus on that transaction versus when he keeps submitting statement of financial conditions on an ongoing basis. So Trump says, calculate the statute of limitations from when the property was initially acquired, not from when the fraud continued to be committed. And what the appellate division has said and what Justice Engoron said is that that would make no sense if you would revert back to when a property was acquired versus an ongoing continuous fraud. So the statute of limitations begins from the last act of fraudulent conduct using fraudulent statement of financial conditions. But again, don't let that get in the way of Donald Trump's fraud and lying. Here, play this clip.
These are corrupt people. There was no problem. There was no anything. This was like a perfect transaction. Charge me $450 million fine. These are sick people. And we have to go on, and we have to win, and we have to hope the appeals courts are honest, because if they're not honest, this country, I'll tell you, where are we going? This has been such a blight on New York. The appellate division actually gave me the case. I won the case because I won it in the appellate division, not the 175. I won that too. They reduced it from 450 to 175. But I won the case because it's called statute of limitations. The appellate division ruled in my favor. That means most of the case is gone. The judge refused to honor it. Now, nobody ever heard of that before. So the appellate division said, you won the case, that's it. And the judge said, I don't accept it. He's called a rogue judge. He's a rogue judge. He's a fake judge. I'm not the threat to democracy. Joe Biden and the fascists that control him, and they do control him, are the real threat to democracy.
All right, let's have some real talk here. 52% of men over 40 experience some form of ED between the ages of 40 and 70. I'm 39 years old, but it's always been a taboo topic. Thankfully, Hims is changing that by providing affordable access to ED treatment all online. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable and discreet sexual health treatments all from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis up to 95% cheaper, with options as low as $2 per dose. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free and in discreet packaging. No insurance is needed. Pay one low price for your treatments
online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Midas. That's hims.com/MEIDAS for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Midas. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You know, as you watch Donald Trump go and whine, I mean, like here's Donald Trump in the speech he gave in Reno, Nevada, where Donald Trump brags about being indicted more than Al Capone, who he's like, the great Alphonse Capone. Play this clip.
I don't know. I hear different stories. Did anybody ever hear of the great Alphonse Capone? Al Capone, great head of the mafia, right? Mean Scarface. He got a scar that went from here to here, and he didn't mind at all. But he was a rough guy. Now, I heard he was indicted once. A couple of people told me a few times more. But I was indicted four times than Al Capone, Alphonse. You know, if he had dinner with you and if he didn't like the way you smiled at him at dinner, he would kill you. You'd be dead. By the time you walked out of the nice restaurant, you would be dead. He got indicted once. I got indicted four times. Over bullshit, I got indicted. Bullshit.
Yeah, and this is part of his stump speech that Donald Trump gives. Like, here's a speech he gave in front of young Republicans who now are just all kind of MAGA radicals. And this is a speech he gave in New York where Donald Trump, again, is saying that Al Capone is the greatest. Here, play this clip.
First time in history. And I always say Al Capone, the greatest of them all, gangster, Scarface.
So I just want you to think about this. This is the stump speech that Donald Trump gives over and over again, praising Al Capone, singing the J6th song and replacing our national anthem with the J6th insurrectionist song, whining about court cases, lying about posting that he's no one ever posts bonds. I mean, this is what he's doing. This is some extremist, wild, weird, dangerous stuff right here. But just so you see, then it goes on Fox and then they inject the disinformation and try to act like, but you know, Bernie Madoff and other people don't pay bonds like this. Normally a bond is $5 to $10 million. You're talking about the difference between criminal cases, a bond to not be incarcerated, to which Trump has had to pay no bond, versus staying the enforcement of a civil judgment. Just tell people the truth. And you'll see on this Fox clip as well, they're also lying about saying Justice Mershon's daughter may have been involved in posting. No, she wasn't. Just stop lying to the people. Just stop lying. Here, play this clip.
Yeah, so he paid $175 million in bail. And I want to underscore a point Rebecca Heinrichs made on our couch last week, because I just think it says everything you need to know that the American public sees. And it's when you look at previous bonds that have been posted, you see Bernie Madoff at $10 million. Okay, so like largest Ponzi scheme ever, or at least among them, $10 million. But oh, wait, we'll give Trump somewhere north of $400 million. That was the initial ruling. Then you go over to Sam Bankman-Fried, $250 million bail. And his prosecutors argued, or his defense attorneys argued, that that was the largest ever pretrial bond. But then we get to Donald Trump. Victimless crime, no one hurt, the banks are happy. $454 million reduced to $175 million. I think it should have been zero. This case should have never been brought up. And you pay this, and one of Trump's contentions is, you're forcing me to pay up before an appeal even happens. So imagine someone who didn't have that money. He did. He was able to put it forward. You put up, you sell assets, and then maybe it's all overturned on appeal. I think that's a big gripe.
Well, that was
a-
Folks, you know, here on the Midas Touch Network, I just want the facts and nothing but the facts. And I just want to share with you what Donald Trump's doing in these speeches is weird, it's dangerous, it's all lies. And then I also showed you, you know, from Fox what they're saying. I mean, praising Al Capone. What are we talking about anyway? Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.